escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Been another good day of practice. The fellas on offense got some good work in as well. I think the pads really helped. We were talking to Brevin, and I'm glad that he helped illustrate it even further. It's night and day when you can grab a hold of something, trying to block, especially trying to block these guys on defense. Man. So, that was very good to see the offense have a little bit more success.
Redeem themselves a little bit.
Yeah, we were starting to talk a little bad about them.
For good reason.
Speaking of talking bad, y'all are hilarious. Whoever happened to make the very, very bad call to steal from Andre Johnson, there's a lot of folks now talking about it on the text line. 631 said that person's calling up gangsters now to get Dre stuff back. Whoever stole it should just put it somewhere safe and text or call Sports Radio 610 anonymously and leave it there for safety. And I was like, you know what? If we can help facilitate that, we will. So, again, if the person who jacked Andre Johnson, if you're under the sound of our voice, if you just need to put it somewhere, we will take your text
just
or call.
Bury it somewhere and let us know.
We will help you do this anonymously. But you want it, I'm telling you, you just want to get this back to Dre. Yeah. You don't want no issues. You do not want no problems. All right. Like I said, good day of practice, as always. Pads on, at least the shoulder pads. It's tough. How do we call – are we calling this full pads?
These are pads. Like, some people did have the thigh pads.
But dudes just don't wear, like,
normally
pants
they don't
anymore.
Nick Chubb did, but he was the exception. Yeah, he had the whole thing on.
Yeah, but they got the work. And here's D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the team, talking about the day of work for you Houston Texans.
So we'll have the question they had and talk about how things will start to ramp up. What do you see today that stood out?
With it being the first day of pads, what stood out first and foremost, guys did a really great job of just staying up off the ground. I want guys to still be able to protect each other. We're still teammates. Understand we want to play physical football, but we got to protect each other. And I thought our guys came out, did a really good job of that. And you can see our running backs really running the football, how it will look, playing physical behind their pass. I thought those guys, Chubb, did a really good job today with a couple runs, also Jawar. So, and our defense as well, they stepped up, played physical, nice. Couple nice thuds, nice tackles in there, so I'm excited. First day of pads, everybody was safe. That's my so I'm happy to get out clean today.
Coach, you know, about Joe Mixon, what changed as far as the diagnosis?
Yeah, nothing's changed with Joe. Joe is still working, you know, in the background. I know we get reports about Joe. Nothing's changed. He's still working. Whenever it's time for Joe to be back, he'll be back. Right? I know a lot of people want to report a lot of things about guys with injuries. My thing is this is, are you really concerned about our guys? Or are you really just trying to get something out there, right? And for me, I always put my players' health and safety first and foremost. So I care about the guys. So you guys don't hear me talking a lot about injuries because that's their personal information. Guys are working through that. And there's nothing to report or get in an uproar about. Like, our guys are working, and that's – it's always sensitive to me because I've been there. I've went through that. So it's not just to report something. Like, I want people here who truly care about our guys. I care about our guys and what they're doing throughout their process, and it'll continue to be that way.
Hey, D'Amico, Brevin, I think, so speak with us today. What have you seen from him now that he's healthy, and what help and what can he bring to this offense?
Yeah, what I've seen from Brevin, man, he's – excited to be back on the field playing football. You know, Brevin spoke, he just said, you know, you talk about how rough of a time it is with injuries and to be missing football, missing your teammates, missing being out here on the field. So he's so grateful to be back out here, and you see that excitement on his face. You see how he attacks the day. I think one of his first plays out, you know, he made a caught a short pass, and it reminded me of the play he had versus the Browns where he took one to distance, right? And that's what Brev can do. He's an explosive playmaker, and I'm as excited to see him back out here working with a smile on his face.
Why was he an important player to bring back on his last year?
It was important to bring Brevin back on an extension because I see a very talented young player who's really loves football, and I know he can help us, whether it's passing game, running game. He's doing a really great job of working at the line of scrimmage, working on the blocking as well. So I see an ascending young player. And when you got an ascending young player in your building, we want to keep as many of those guys here as we can. So I'm happy to, you know, lock Brevin up for a few more years.
You guys were able to add some different adjustments. What was already a successful secondary? What excites you about the potential of that?
What excites me about the potential of our secondary group, adding CJ is, you know, you don't add, it's not just another player. You're adding a Pro Bowl, All-Pro caliber player with a Super Bowl pedigree who's done it at a high level, brings others along with him, like he's a true leader by example and by talking. Like he does a really great job of motivating guys, getting guys to go. And he's a very, you know, thoughtful guy, asks really great questions, right? Really smart player, asks great questions, making sure everybody's on the same page. And that's what a safety has to be. A safety has to be an elite communicator along with the Mike linebacker, and that's what CJ has done for us. Did a really great job of communicating. Now, when the ball is snapped, you know, any one of those guys back there can go make plays. So I like their play style, and I love the way they're gelling and coming together.
You know what you're
like when you were living through the injuries when you were a player, and you're sensitive to that. What about it is sensitive as a player when you're hearing reports or whatever that might be that you can relate to?
Yeah, for me, it's everybody doesn't have all the information. We have all the information on our guys. So when you talk about injuries and all of this with the guys as a player, you're sitting there and everybody wants to report about who's not out here and what they're not doing. I would like to talk about the guys that are here and the guys who are busting their tails out here on the field in this hot climate, the humidity, guys are working, grinding. I want to highlight these guys who are doing a great job. Understand our guys who aren't out here, guys are in the back end, they're doing the same thing. They're working just as hard as the guys who are out here, and I just always think it's unfair for everybody to always jump to be first to report something about an injury and is not taking that player into consideration.
D'Amico, when it comes to the trenches, the pads can be a great equalizer. Did you see that happen today with the offensive line?
By putting on the pads today, you did. I saw our O-line do a nice job of blocking the D-ends, D-tackles. They also did a great job of getting after them as well. It's going to be a really great competition, right? Our O-line gets to go against one of the top D-lines in the league every single day. You get to go against the top guy, so everybody's going to get better from that. And so that's what I saw today.
It's a player like Chubb. How much of what he went through from an injury standpoint a couple years ago comes into evaluating where he is and maybe not trying to compare him to pre-injury status and just kind of take what he does out here?
Yeah, when it comes to Chubb and how am I comparing him, you know, guy's age, he's been through a lot. You know, it's not always going to be the same as his early years in the NFL. But what I hang my hat on with him is just this guy loves football. He's physical. He plays the right way. He prepares himself the right way. Really sharp guy when it comes to the protection scheme. He's on it. He's helping out the guys. Coach Danny Barrett has done a great job of bringing him along, getting caught up to our scheme. And so, seeing him today, he definitely showed up in the pass today. A guy who can play physical behind his pass. He can eat out yardage, so I'm excited to see him just play football. And that's what he's always been. He's always been a tremendous, football player, especially when he's healthy. So he's still working his way back, and it looks like he's in really good shape, and he'll continue to get better. Now going through camp, everybody continues to get better the more you go through it, and I see the same, with Chubb.
All good.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, man, that was D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of your Houston Texans, after another day of training camp practice. And, man, I forgot. Did we mention this when Figgy was talking about the camp cliches? Best shape of his life? Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb, he's looking great. I did find it interesting there, though. The head coach, when asked about Nick Chubb, he's like, it's not always going to be the same.
Yeah.
Is the way that he talked about and referred to Nick Chubb. I think that's a tacit acknowledgement that you're not, the framework of, well, if you get old Nick Chubb back, that one, they're not even coming to it from that perspective of if you get old Nick Chubb back, because he talked about, the protection, picking up the protection scheme, which obviously matters a great deal from the running back position. He talked about the physicality, which is the part that we knew Nick Chubb would still have. He said he's still working his way back when it came to Nick Chubb. And I think all of those point to the idea, again, that He's not going to be the crazy explosive Nick Chubb that he once was, but what portion of that explosion comes back, and that becomes even more important now with more information on Joe Mixon and what kind of seems to put him in a place where we might not see him a lot, if at all, in this preseason.
And that's what I want to talk about, because that stood out to me. D'Amico Ryans, how long has he been in the NFL now? Player and coach and assistant coach and everything.
Long time.
He knows how it works. He knows that there are going to be, you know, stories and injuries, et cetera. It really felt like this Joe Mixon report started with Ian Rapoport. We heard some other reporting as well. Kind of struck a nerve. Kind of made him uncomfortable that it got out there, because he visited it twice, and you know, I wish they could just care more. Do they really care more about the player or the new? Well, he knows that's not how it works. It's not to say the player, that reporters or whomever, don't care about the players. They are doing their job. They are getting information and sending it out there, and D'Amico knows that. He knows that's how it plays. That's how it works. He lived it himself. He just mentioned that. So I think it kind of struck a nerve. And I don't know how you feel about it. I was like, maybe there's more to this. After listening to him being quite aggressive in terms of trying to downplay it, you know?
Yeah. We know D'Amico loves on his guys. Like, he likes protecting them. But, yeah, the nature of being this defensive, and now we're back in this, you know, in this tug of war and this back and forth, because we've done this before. We did this with Christian Harris all last year. We did this with C.J. Stroud in the offseason. We're back in this place, and I know that there's people listening like, oh, you guys are making too big a deal of it or what have you. But this has always been an interesting kind of tug of war with D'Amico. And I know that this probably stems from, like you mentioned, when he played, the idea of, hey, you know, there's things on this side that I think need to be considered. But also, we know what the game is, right? And the game, as you mentioned it, you laid it out very clearly. It is the job of that reporter to try and get information and disseminate it. But, yeah, it does feel like there's something, either something else happening, or he was just, you know, really disappointed that ultimately we found out about kind of where this is. But it does shed some light on that running back room, and it puts more of an emphasis on Nick Chubb specifically. But it also then sheds a light on the idea that Damian Pierce has not really been out here. Woody Marks is a rookie. How fast is he going to come along? And then how much are you actually regarding the likes of J.J. Taylor, Juwan Jordan, those kind of type of guys? And obviously Dare Ogunbowale, don't want to forget him, in the possibility of running the football.
Yeah, so it's going to be sort of a different emphasis. He did also point out, the offense did, you know, perform better today. Not to say they were dominant, but they had some really good moments. And he seems to really be embracing sort of bringing along slowly with the offensive side of the ball.
Yes, he's very much continuing to push.
Including Chubb.
He's continuing to kick the ball down, or kick the can down the road, when it comes to giving us his evaluation of offensive line. All last week it was, well, we want to wait until the pads are on, which absolutely fair. Day one, we're like, all right, so pads are on. What you think? He was like, I think offensive line did a good job.
Yeah.
I think defensive line did a good job. And we will continue to see competition. I was like, all right, dog. Mm-hmm. I will be interested to see when D'Amico feels comfortable to give us like his evaluation of what the offensive line is. But he also knows, he knows the game. He knows what we're looking for. Very interesting from D'Amico, and particularly the defensiveness that he has on what is a big, big thing, big deal for the Texas team with Joe Mixon. A couple of notes that I wanted to throw out there. Apparently, according to the Sporting News, they're saying that the Astros are, you know, continuing to, or they've made firm their decision on, according to Bob Nightingale, that they will not target Nolan Arenado, obviously the guy, the third baseman for the Cardinals, who they seem to have a deal with pretty much, set up before Nolan Arenado just was not comfortable enough to waive that no trade clause. It would make sense that Nolan Arenado would be a name that you think about at this point. At least according to Bob Nightingale, it seems like that will not be Nolan Arenado. So you can cross that off of your bingo card if that's where you were looking.
We've got a pretty full bingo card right now that we're looking at.
Yep. And on top of that, and I'm seeing this from a number of places, Deion Sanders, head coach of Colorado, he had a pretty quickly put together press conference today in front of the media, where people were kind of, and we knew that it was somewhat medical based. Apparently, him and his medical team have announced that he had a bladder tumor that has now been removed, and Sanders is, quote, cured from cancer. So there were some people that were speculating that this might see him step away from the work at head coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. It seems that no, he'll actually remain there, and that this is actually good news for Deion, which is great.
It is, in terms of Deion and his coaching and his ability, but of course this is ongoing. You know, things can change. He was talking.
Oh, look at you.
No,
look
no.
At you. Just negative. You never know. Cancer could come back.
No. I'm not saying that at all.
I know. I'm messing
up. Not by any stretch. But what I'm saying is just the way he feels doing what he does. He was talking about first time in his life, you know, he kind of had that oh, wow moment because he put together a will. Before his cancer surgery, and that's an eye opening thing.
That will do it for you.
So I'm not saying anything about his ailment. I'm saying just the way you approach it, the job, if you want to keep doing it.
Yeah, those types of moments will change your outlook on life, won't they?
Yeah,
like one of those moments where you have to confront your mortality.
Yeah,
that'll make you shift. But as of right now, he remains the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, and thankfully, seems like according to him, quote unquote, cured from cancer.
Yeah.
So that's great to hear as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about the time where we do our lunchtime confessions. We will do those next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so we touched on this a couple segments ago, talking about Andre Johnson. A lot of his memorabilia, very important things. We didn't get specifics. It seems very important things to his career were stolen. And you said something that was my confession, but I think it's worth reiterating right here. You're better off turning yourself in. I mean, you are. If you did this, you know, you've heard and seen sort of the reaction and Lil Kiki and all that stuff and people like us talking about it. Don't you think, like, right now, as much as you're like, hey, maybe we can get away with this, and maybe you can fence the stuff, you know, out of state or out of country, don't you feel like if you're that guy and you've been listening, you're like, yeah, I got to turn myself in. I'm safer turning myself in than getting caught.
Whew.
Not just better off, safer.
I mean, yeah, this is the thing. I hadn't considered the idea of do I think I could just make it? Because you already did what I imagine is the hard part, which is the B&E and actually doing the, you know, doing the theft.
Yeah.
But is this something you're just going to hold on to because possession does not serve you pretty well? Or are you going to try and move it, and do you end up in a place like the pawn shop owner who pled guilty because they ended up with memorabilia that was Joe Burrow's, right? Like, I don't know. That you might be right. That, hey, just bring this thing back.
Do I want prison or do I want that?
Eventually.
Prison's looking pretty good.
Eventually something bad going to happen to you.
Yeah, exactly.
These are my confessions.
All right. And, of course, I forget my confession because I I have a big old, what was it, the leaf blower that came right by here. All right. Let me see. Where did I write this down?
Come on, Reggie. You got to lock in, man. Can't let leaf blowers get to you.
I know. You know what? I'm proud of myself, though, because I have not complained about the heat yet. Like, that has not been the thing that has stopped me.
No one would blame you today.
It is a hot day. I'm not going to lie. It is a hotter day than it has been.
Well, I'll give you mine right now.
No, here it is. I got you.
It?
So I don't know if you saw this at all because I am a sports sicko. So in addition to watching the Astros and the Hall of Fame and all the things over the weekend, obviously watching various different things with training camp, I was watching the Brickyard 400.
Oh, yeah.
And the winner on the Brickyard 400, Bubba Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
His first, like, I mean, he had had a...
He's been around.
100, I think it was 100 plus race, you know, drought on winning. I think last time he had won a race was like 2022. And I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I had completely given up on
that
the
he was
idea
around.
Of him getting a winner. Like, he has been on the lead car of that 2311 racing team, Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin's racing team.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking because, you know, he's had a lot of kind of talk around him, especially at a given time early on. And I was looking at him like, all right, cool. What are you going to do? You know, Michael Jordan put money in. They tried to get him a better car from what he was racing before. You know, they tried to give him a Booty Barker, a hilarious name as a crew chief, but an incredible crew chief. And I was like, all right, they're going to get him a better car. They're going to get him better team around him. And it was just constantly 12th finish, 13th mm-hmm. place finish, 10th place finish. And I was like, all right, he might not be all that good at driving.
Yeah.
And so for him to be the first black driver to win at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I completely did not expect that because I had really and truly hit completely given up.
I had just forgotten about him, to be honest.
I mean, it's
fair. Been so long.
He hadn't really gotten very many. I think I've seen him here and there get some top fives, but yeah. It really had started feeling like, okay, he's not going to be one of those top racers. You know, he's not going to be one of those top drivers. He's going to be one of those guys that's in the pack who is, you know, solid.
Yeah.
Shout out to the man actually getting a win, and not just getting a win, at one of the most historic raceways in all of America.
All right, so Colin, you have the audio here. Boy, this just warmed my heart when I saw this. It was yesterday morning. I don't know when it posted, but it was yesterday morning when I saw it. So we're all familiar with what happened with the CEO from Astronomer and the affair and all the worldwide recognition, for lack of a better way to put it, that it got. Well, Astronomer responded, and it was like perfect for me. It was brilliant. They owned it. You always hear me talking about it. They spelled the name right. They had some fun with it, leaning into it, as people say. This is how they responded, and I thought they couldn't have responded any better.
Thank you for your interest in Astronomer. Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. I've been hired on a very temporary basis to speak on behalf of the 300-plus employees at Astronomer. Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions over the last few days, and they wanted me to answer the most common ones. Yes, Astronomer is the best place to run Apache Airflow, unifying the experience of running data, ML, and AI pipelines at scale. We've been thrilled so many people have a newfound interest in data workflow automation. As for the other questions we've received, yes, there is still room available at our Beyond Analytics event in September. We will now be returning to what we do best, delivering game-changing results for our customers. Thank you for your interest in Astronomer.
Dude, this was brilliant. Brilliant. They had some fun with it. They got Gwyneth Paltrow to answer. By the way, those questions were like off the internet that they showed on the screen. Like, yo, WTF. The second question was like, you know, I forget exactly, but it was another sort of mocking type question. And she's going right into what Astronomer actually does. I just laughed, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. I think they're going to be just fine out of this.
Why they get? Well, I mean, honestly, I don't know how much, if you were inclined to use Astronomer, I don't know how much this thing actually shifts you.
Maybe, I don't
per
know.
Se. Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
But why? Gwyneth Paltrow's ex, or sorry, Chris Martin, who is the lead singer of Coldplay, his ex-wife, really?
Yeah, yeah.
They were, all right, whatever, man.
For a very short time, she's going to be, they've hired her. I thought it was great. That's how you do it, man.
All right, so this has happened a lot recently. I mean, it happens a lot just in general. If you are a church-going person, you know this experience of, you know, the pastor trying to make sure that he helps the message land.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you something, you know, from your typical life that you can, you know, use as an analogy. But not much annoys me more than when a preacher uses a sports example and it doesn't hit right.
He butchered it?
Not even butchered it. Because, like, butchered it is just one thing entirely. But when it's like, I get what you're trying to do, but it doesn't quite fit. Like, it feels like, all right, preacher man, you know about football, but you don't, like, know football. Like, that one didn't quite work. And I'm trying to remember the one that specifically got me on this. And, of course, I'm forgetting in this moment. I think it was a basketball one. But it's like, now you're taking me. And this is a me problem, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think
I think you're right.
Most people get it. But especially for those of us that are, like, deep into the sports, when you get the thing, it takes me off the message. Like, we supposed to be talking about Jesus right now, and I'm trying to think about how – actually, 12 personnel works a little bit different because, like, what you're thinking about, and I'm off.
Yeah.
You done lost me. You were trying to help me connect, and now I'm somewhere else.
Actually, that's not an RPO.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's typically referred to it as, but actually, no, that's something different. Yeah, no, those ones get me.
Yeah.
And I've realized that about myself, and I think that I appreciate it. Just go ahead and preach the message. Don't try and bring it to sports because it's going to throw me off.
Yeah, I'm with you. These are my confessions. All right, so we knew the Christian Wilkins thing was weird, and the reporting coming into the day was basically there was some sort of a weird interaction or conflict between he and another player. Well, now we're hearing from Adam Schefter. And my confession is, like, he knew better than this. Everybody knows better than this.
Oh, we got a little insight into the question?
Got a little bit of insight from Adam Schefter. Quote, from speaking to people inside the Raiders locker room, they say that Christian Wilkins went to kiss a teammate on the top of his head, I'm presuming in the locker room. The player took offense, and that was the last straw that everybody's been dancing around.
Huh.
Tried to kiss a dude.
On the head, though.
On the head, that's a little different. You can see where that's more playful.
Well,
you know?
That's the thing, is we don't have all the additional context. Because that by itself sounds like, why? But you know what I immediately thought of? And obviously, it's the dude who we've seen come through these parts. Dwight Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Dwight Howard was largely harmful in the various things that he did. But you know what his issue actually was?
Yeah.
He's the guy that played too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
like,
you're 100%.
The guy
right.
that played too much, everything that he's doing in the individual, like in the vacuum, is like, that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like, he's coming over and but it's just, why are you always playing like this?
Yeah.
Why are you always, and I wonder.
And maybe that was Christian Wilkins.
That's because they were talking about this. This is more like the feeling in the locker room as opposed to just like an actual individual. I'm amazed that it was just, I'm so tired of you. That you know, if that's the case, somebody said maybe he tried to sun someone. Maybe that's it, right? Like, maybe that's the additional context, that if you were trying to sun me and then you try and kiss me on the head, that's a level of disrespect that I cannot abide by. I don't know. Maybe that is the way that it
Or
goes.
You have to be like, it has to be a really, really good friend, a really tight, you know, teammate. And you're like, hey, and you just kiss him on the head. I have a hunch this was more like kind of the Dwight Howard mocking, playing a little bit too weird.
Yeah, cool.
You know,
he play too much right now, man.
Yeah, just a little bit too
Someone
weird.
Someone from the 832 is talking about Dwight maybe. I don't remember exactly what the information was on that, because I think that there was a lot of conversation about his potential sexuality. I don't recall exactly where that fully landed up. And maybe that factors in, because, again, we're not going to lie about, you know, these spaces sometimes being very macho and sometimes maybe not as comfortable as we would like to admit when it comes to dealing with issues of, you know, sexuality. So maybe that also got to a place where it's like, hey, why are you touching on me, dog?
That's exactly right.
Stop.
not here, not now, not ever.
I don't like it. Stop.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe. But that's, again, that is all of this. No matter what we ultimately come to with all these hypotheses. How do you lose $30-something million of guarantees behind this?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Well, he's working on that.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's gotta be more to the story. Like, there's gotta be more stuff that happened. Like,
and you know what?
This was the final straw.
I cannot wait for the eventual oral history, like 10 years from now. Just like I read religiously that the oral history of Geno Smith getting his jaw broken in the Jets locker room. That derailed the season when he was actually putting it together.
Yeah.
If you've never, and you have a little bit of time, please, for the love of God, go read the oral history that ESPN wrote on that, because I find it to be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I find it to be incredible. But yes, that wild. All right, those are our lunchtime confessions here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on this Monday. Coming up next, we sat down with Brevin Jordan. Coming right off the practice field, a very, very fun interview with the dude who is effervescent, and you get to hear that coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Been a fun day here at Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston Texans Training Camp 2025. Day 5 in the books here, and it was a very fun one. The offense got a little bit more juice, a little bit more burn today, and a man who absolutely got some burn and a guy who we're always looking at to be a breakout star. Brevin Jordan sat down with us. It was a delight to talk to him, and you'll hear exactly why right here. I'm looking at number 9 for your Houston Texans walking towards us. That's Brevin Jordan. Excited to talk to him, a potential breakout player for your Texans. And my man looks fit, man. My man looks good. He's got the skull cap and everything. Joining us right now is Brevin Jordan, as he's about to get his headset on. I mean, dripping sweat right off of the practice field. He's got himself a nice beverage to get those electrolytes back.
Man, I'm telling you.
Is that going
to
be enough?
No. I'm about to go inside and get some pickle juice, some rice, though. Maybe grab a salt packet.
Yeah, so you're a pickle juice guy?
Yeah, man.
Does it work?
I don't know if anything really works. But yeah, you could try, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No, I love that. Was that something that you just figured out yourself, or was that advice? Because one of the things, this is my first training camp, so I've been really intrigued with what are the pieces of advice that either people are giving or have received about training camp that has helped them the best?
Yeah, our nutrition staff is unbelievable. Hannah, Ladd, they do an unbelievable job of just preparing us before we come out here, because you can't really be prepared for this. You have to come out, just try your best to just hydrate, get as much electrolytes in, man. So they do an unbelievable job with us.
Now, listen, we got a lot to talk about. You seem to be really in the mix this year, more so than ever. But I got to go back to last year. When you hurt yourself, you gave no indication that it was a bad injury.
Man.
And you played on it.
Man.
Dude, what? That was incredible to me. Did you surprise yourself? Did you think it was like that bad?
Man,
you played on it.
I played on it. I still to this day have no clue which play I tore my ACL on. It was just, I don't even know how to, man, it was unbelievable. Like, we had an MRI scheduled because I was dealing with like little knee stuff here and there before the game, just football stuff, you know, yeah. Little stuff, but when we looked at the MRI before, I had an MRI before that, it was fine. So we had an MRI scheduled just trying to manage it throughout the season. And when we scheduled the MRI and after the game, I took the MRI thinking everything was fine. I walked home, came in the next morning, everything was fine. And then we went in the meeting and they said, you tore your ACL. And I was just utterly shocked. I had no clue. It was I was astonished, actually.
Hold on. Even after the adrenaline dropped?
I had no clue.
Wow.
I had
no
clue.
Swelling?
No, not really, man. I came in and it was regular. I thought I was completely fine.
Dang, you're John Wick.
Man. I'm telling you, I had no clue. It was unbelievable.
Did you surprise yourself with your pain threshold that you could withstand?
I mean, yeah, bro. I mean, I've seen some ACL injuries, man. They look crazy. Like, yeah. And for me to just go out there and play on it, and the way I tore it, it was completely torn, like completely torn off the bone. Like, I'm shocked still to this day.
Yeah, but with ACLs, I mean, as you mentioned, it could be really gnarly. I mean, it takes a while for you to get your confidence back. When did you gain your confidence back? And also, like, do you feel like the same player, or is it kind of different now?
Nah, man. I got my confidence back, I want to say, like, month four. I wasn't posting a lot about it. I was trying to stay under the radar about it. But our training staff, Roland, Shannon, Randy, that whole staff, they do an unbelievable job. I just put my head down and just came in and worked every day. And so shout out to them. They did an unbelievable job. And now, man, I'm faster, stronger. I ran 21.7 at one point throughout rehab, so I'm feeling faster, stronger, man, and I'm just ready to go for the season.
If there is a silver lining, and nobody ever wants to get injured, it happened early enough.
Yeah.
So you had all the rehab. You know, I'm sure early in the offseason you felt like you were good to go.
Oh yeah, man. I was, man. By spring, I was just ready to go. I was just watching, you know, but I was ready. I was ready, and our training staff just did an unbelievable job. They helped me get the confidence back to push on it and you know, be explosive off of it.
Now, we're talking to Brevin Jordan, tight end for your Houston Texans right here. And, I mean, you've been a guy who's been a candidate for breakout every year. It feels like everybody's excited about the possibility of you having your moment in the sun with this team. And I'm really interested from your perspective, what for this year feels like it gives you the opportunity to be that guy for everybody that's looking at you?
Man, honestly, to me, that's all outside noise, bro. Like, I'm glad people, you know, thinking of me to have a breakout year, man. But to be honest with you, I come out here every day to work to have a breakout. Like, every day to me at practice is game day. Like, I'm trying to prove it every day to my coaches, to my teammates, to myself that, you know, I'm accountable, I'm reliable, you can trust me to do my job. So all that stuff is cool, man. But for me, bro, it's just let's go out here and let's win some games. Let me do my part. Let me be reliable to my coaches and to my teammates, and everything will take care of itself.
So when a new offensive coordinator comes in, I'm sure, like everybody else, you're like, all right, what, let me see about this guy, you know?
Yeah,
And all of a sudden, you're going on the list. Wait a minute. He coached tight ends his whole life?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He worked with the tight ends on the offensive line? Wait a minute. They're going to use 2-3 tight ends? That had to have been music to your ears.
Man, when they hired Kaylee, I was so hyped. I remember it was early in our rehab process, but So none of the team was really in the building like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember I seen D'Amico, you know, he was walking in the hallway, and I just told him, like, man, great hire, coach. Like, I was so hyped just looking at the resume that he had, being with L.A., being with New England, being around some great tight ends. Man, I'm excited.
Great hire, coach.
His energy is infectious.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about his energy. Have you been able to feel the difference of having that tight end experience specifically with Kaylee?
Yeah, man. What? It's funny. Like, it'd be small things like on a chip block, if the defensive end is in a 35 technique, he's way out by the hash. And, you know, we want to get in a receiver stance, or something as small as that. Kaylee would be like, hey, no, get in a square stance. It'll make your job easier. Like, little stuff like that that an offensive coordinator is not really thinking about. You know, he has a lot to handle. He's worried about the offensive line, receivers. Mm-hmm. And for him to have that keen detail with the tight ends is – it's unbelievable, bro. It's going to make our job a lot easier.
You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston.
All right, so are you seeing it in practice now? Because not only is he a tight ends coach, but he uses 2-3 tight ends. It seems like it's wide open, even playing field for all four of you guys. Mm-hmm. Is it that?
Yeah, man. I mean, all of us are just coming out every day working, bro. We have a great room. We have a great staff, and they're putting us in positions to go out and be successful as a room, you know. Mm-hmm. Today, I think all of us had a target. I think all of us had a play call for us. I think Luke, Dalton, Cade, Irv, we all had catches. So, I mean, it's unbelievable, man. The tight end group is definitely going to be involved, and I'm just excited, you know, just to be a part of it.
Now, how exciting is it, and what's the difference? Because I was thinking about this earlier today. We were watching the whole first 4 days of practice, and we're looking at the offense. I'm like, oh, man, blocking-wise.
Yeah.
How much different is it to have the actual pads on where you can get a grip on it, that technique-wise?
Oh, man, I've been missing it, dog. Like, I was ready to go this morning when I got up for this morning, and I was eating breakfast. I was like sweating, bro. Like, mm-hmm. We got the pads on finally. Like, I haven't put on pads in so long. So to be blocking with pads on, it makes our job a lot easier. Trying to block, you know, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter with no pads is pretty hard. Trying to block them with pads is hard enough, but trying to block them without pads is pretty difficult. So it just feels good to be back.
Have you been able to tell the step up for those guys this from last year to this year?
Danielle and Will?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. I mean, them dudes, their motors are so, you know, everybody sees what they do on Sundays, but I'm with them dudes 5, 6 days a week, 7 days a week. I see how they work. There's a reason why they're so successful. So,
yeah,
them boys are unbelievable. They're stepping up every year.
You guys got to protect C.J. Stroud. You guys especially. And last year, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but to me, my words, it felt a little unfair that tight ends were on an island so much. How has that translated to this year with your blocking techniques and your assignments?
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, that's the position we play. We have to be asked to block on third down. We have to be able to be ISO on a DN and tram to a middle linebacker, go run routes. Like, that's our job. So last year was a tough situation for us as a whole offense, but I think this year we learned from it last year, and we're gonna, you know, try to correct it and be better this year.
All right, so Brevin, I'm not gonna try and influence the witness here. However, I mentioned this is my first training camp. My man of the OG here, he's been here a very long time. He's trying to get me to carry his bag. And I wanna ask players, I wanna get your perspectives. Do I need to carry the bag, or is that something that I can just let go? Does he just need to carry his own bag?
Nah, bro. You good, bro. You good, bro. Y'all good.
This is why I drafted you in the guys that I'm looking forward to at camp. 100%.
No doubt.
All right, let's talk about the guys inside of you. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's talking about the offensive line. What do you? I'm not going to mention any names. I want you to mention what you've been seeing with the tackles.
Oh, man. Our tackles are Tay, Blake Fisher. These guys are doing an unbelievable job. Cam. Trent's not out yet, but, man, we have an unbelievable group with our offensive line as a whole. The mentality that we're establishing up front is it needs to be feel infectious. You know, the whole team needs to be able to feel the energy of the offensive line. The guys up front get it started for us every Sunday. So I think we're just establishing an identity of just competitive nature, just competitive toughness, and I think it's going to really show on Sundays. I'm looking forward to, you know, everybody getting rid of that doubt, getting rid of everybody's doubt of the offensive line and just showing up on Sundays and having sevens back.
How'd you respond to Saturday where they had some success against you?
Yeah, they're talking about the defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this year, I think this week or today, we came out with just a competitive nature. With the pads are on, it's different. Some bunch of guys out there, grown man with a lot of testosterone, so, I mean, it was getting chirpy out there, but it felt good, man. It felt good to just be out the pads, and I think we responded well to that.
You get a real good perspective of C.J. Stroud, and we know that this offense is going to put a lot more on him. He's talked about it. Yep. From your perspective, how has he been handling kind of the additional work, that workload that's been put on him?
Oh, man, that dude is so grown. I've seen him since my rookie year, and yeah, he's grown up and he's changed, but man, that dude is so grown. He's like, I be talking like telling him like, bro, you like 30, bro, 35 already, bro. Like he handles his business so well, and he's just so mature. So I seeing how he's going about his business, bro, it motivates all of us. He's handling it like a complete pro,
and he's running things much more.
Oh man, he's running. He's hands on. He's hands on with a lot of things, motions, audibles. He's on top of it.
And so I've been coming to training camps in the NFL for over 30 years. He can't carry my backpack one day. One day.
Hold strong. You don't need it.
This is your first one?
Yeah. This is my first one.
Yeah, you might have to do it.
Ah!
You might have to. Just one time. Just one time.
I thought we were going to make it.
Just one time.
It has been an absolute pleasure, Brevin. I mean, we got to do this again.
No doubt.
And I know that you're working every day like you know, like it's game day.
No doubt.
We still are excited for the opportunity for your breakout because I know that you talk about it. You're a fighter. Your family's a fighter. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to see more from you.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir.
And try to bring the energy more, man.
Got you.
You haven't been giving us enough yet.
Got you, bro.
That's Brevin Jordan, tight end for the Houston Texans, joining us right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. There you go. Brevin Jordan, tight end for your Houston Texans, sitting down with us here at Houston Texans training camp. Always a delight to talk to all the fine folks that we've been able to thus far through training camp. All right, coming up next. Let's get into my 2024 rewatch of the Houston Texans. I thought there were some really interesting notes to take from week 15 versus the Miami Dolphins. It was a win, and we'll have some of those notes next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.